The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Shamrock Rovers, in a statement yesterday, hit out against RTE and TV broadcasters for failing to show their big European games over recent weeks, stating that the club exhausted every avenue to get those games broadcast. John Martin is the chief executive at Shamrock Rovers. He's with me now. John, you're welcome to the show. For the uninitiated, what's the issue here?
Thanks for having me, Kieran. Oh, look, I think the issue here is probably something that's been going on for a long time for League of Ireland clubs, and it's probably the ad hoc nature of whether games are broadcast live on TV or not. So for ourselves, you know, July and August are the Champions League, Europa League, Conference League qualifying games, and you know, there's four Irish clubs involved. But ourselves, I suppose, we had Champions League in July, and now we're in the Europa League. So look, for each of the games we played the Icelandic champions, Czech champions, Slovenian champions, and we're playing the Greek champions this week. So as we've approached RTE and all the broadcasters to see if they wish to show the games. And look, we've done that on the basis where we haven't looked for a rights fee from anyone. It was just simply making it available free to air so people can access it. But I suppose all of the broadcasters, including RTE, have just told us that they have no interest in showing the games.
Okay, so because in the context, I guess, of GAA Go and other conversations people have been having over the last year, people will be well aware of this idea. You sell the rights as packages, you know, often for an entire competition or a competition over a number of years. But kind of independent of that, you were going to them and saying, listen, you can have that. We don't need any money for it. You can have it. Please broadcast it. We want to be showcased. Is that it?
Yeah, that's an element of it. I suppose we believe we should receive a rights fee from it. I suppose in the first case,
yeah.
I suppose domestically, like we're compelled to show the games, and the clubs don't receive any direct payment from RT or any broadcasters to show the games. We suppose we have no real clarity or transparency on the media deal that's in place. So we're very much in the dark on that. And even in terms of scheduling, I suppose a lot of the time it's you know, very late in the day. We don't really receive much notice, and I suppose games are just chosen and we have to show them. And I think from our own perspective, sort of from travelling around Europe, from speaking with different clubs to see what goes on in other countries, well, you know, we think it's kind of time that us as a club and then the teams in the league collectively sort of stand up and say, well, we have to put a value on our product. And
yeah,
if we're not going to be treated with respect to show the games and to be showcased, like, you know, at the end of the day, these are Champions League games, Europa League games. I think when we played Sparta Prague, from what I understand, the crowd in Tala was the third largest attendance in Europe across the qualifying games that week. So these are really high profile games. And, you know, I suppose the apathy towards us from the broadcasters is very frustrating. And
yeah,
you know, I think for us to continue to allow them to take our product domestically, I don't believe it's something we can continue to do if they don't really have the interest in showing it.
Well, see, that's the point, and you'd appreciate this. People would text in and say, ah, hold on now. If there was an audience there, they'd show it. Like, that's the issue. The issue isn't RTE and Virgin. The issue is that not enough people want to watch it.
No, absolutely. And actually, we're really, and the League of Ireland community and the clubs are really pragmatic about that. And I suppose it's to call this out once and for all. If RTE or a broadcaster don't want to show the games, that's fine. Like, just, I suppose, tell the clubs, and we're not interested in showing it. We don't believe there's a demand there for it. Our counter argument to that is, I suppose, if you look at the women's national team, like, a lot of their success and growth over the last couple of years has been because they've been given a platform on domestic free-to-air TV, and the game has grown, and rightly so, as a consequence. But you know, us as a professional entity, we need to explore, and the league in general need to explore what other TV right options are. At the moment, we've no option. We have no choice whether RT show our games. So RT could show up next week and just show a game here in Tala Stadium, and we don't receive anything for that. And I suppose it's the, you know, it does really feed into the funding model that the FAI have in place with RT, which we don't believe is reflected back into the clubs.
Do other clubs kind of share this frustration, John? And more importantly, are they willing to maybe join you if you were to kind of say, right, if you're not going to show these games, more regularly and in a more organised way, you're not showing them at all.
Yeah, it's look, it's Kieran, it's a broader conversation about the league in general, where we're going. So, like, if you look collectively at the clubs, I suppose we would be disappointed with the TV and broadcast deal that's in place and the transparency that goes into it. We'd be disappointed with the commercial operations of the league. We'd be disappointed with the academy funding. We'd be disappointed with the disciplinary process. So, you know, the TV is one element to it, but in general, the league and the clubs have grown exponentially, but without any funding, we believe, from the association. So, you know, the league itself being part of the National Association is something that we need to look at very carefully. That's again, another outlier in Europe. We need to strongly consider what an independent entity looks like that can actually grow and target a proper broadcast deal and doing things slightly differently. And that can be, you know, through our LOI TV platform and growing that out and making it of a higher quality.
Yeah.
There's lots of different initiatives we can do. But at the moment, our rights are lumped in with national team rights. We don't receive any payment for it. We don't know when the games are going to be on. And then when we look to show a game and don't look for a rights fee, you know, there's little or no interest towards it. So let's just, I suppose, stop that charade, if you will, and see what actually is out there for us.
John, thanks for joining us. John Martin is the Chief Executive of Shamrock Rovers.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.